This is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Tune in.
Woo! Make some noise for Tristan Wheeler and Jack Lamming. CITR. Radio Pizza Party. What do you do?
Yeah.
What not? Make it louder. Make it louder.
Woo.
I'm hungry. Let's start the show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live from UBC on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. 101.9
FM.
What day is it, Tristan?
It is Friday.
What time is it?
8 after 6? 9 after 6.
9 after 6. Come on, man. And what are we doing here?
We are doing our radio show, which, if you've never listened before, which, hey, welcome to the club. You're a cheeser now.
We have never listened either.
You say either, eh?
Do you want to get into this?
So our show is we pick a random topic, and we have a guest on.
What's a guest on?
Guest on from Beauty and the Beast, candelabra. We have him on. We talk about that topic. We play little games. We play a few little songs.
We have some goofs and gas.
We play games. We do segments, and we just hang out. I am, of course, Tristan Wheeler, and I'm here with the human, the real life John Arbuckle, Jack Lamming.
Why would you say that to me? It's accurate. I'd go with a more Costanza-esque identity, but yeah, I'm a human disaster.
Kafka-esque.
I did not wake up as a bug this morning, Tristan. Anyway, I'm Jack. Hi, I'm the co-host.
Woke up bugging me.
We have a guest today.
We have a guest today.
Please, can you join the conversation? Because I'm going to murder Tristan. What's your name?
Magnificent.
My name's Fenner. Fenner Rockcliffe.
Like a cliff of rock.
A rock.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, what is it like then?
Bang your sunglasses on the mic a little bit more.
I'm so sorry. So, Fenner, how? First of all, how are you doing?
Doing great. It's a good day today. Sunny, finally.
What'd you get up to?
I was at work. It was a great time.
What's your line of work?
I work in the film industry in special effects.
Wow, look at him go.
See, I thought you lived in Vancouver, not special effects.
I believe that's in Denmark, special effects.
Special effects.
Yeah, it's actually a subdivision in Halifax.
Right, special effects.
Special effects.
Everything else, ordinary facts.
All right.
So yeah, we talk about things. Should we pick a topic?
I feel like we can hang out a little bit.
We can hang
more.
Out more, but we've already been through a minute and 15 seconds of the show.
Get some banter.
Let's bent some banted up.
I think that's the best part about any radio show, and they say, hey, let's like talk.
Let's just chat about nothing for a while.
Let's just hang out. Let's just talk.
Anything interesting you guys want to talk about in the news in the last little bit?
Jack?
Bill Cosby got acquitted. That's bad.
Okay, we're hit it hard.
Yeah.
That's very messed up.
Pretty terrible dude.
Pretty bad guy.
Why did you have to bring that up?
I was trying to think of the biggest news story of this week, and Bill Cosby got acquitted. Or not acquitted. It was a mistrial.
Yeah. Did you guys see that great photo of Donald Trump playing tennis?
Yes, I did.
Oh, that was thick.
His photos.
So thick
with two C's. It was disgusting.
Might be the highlight of my week.
Have you seen the one of him climbing into a helicopter?
No.
It looks like... you stuffed two Black Forest hams in a garbage bag. It's disgusting.
I'd say that's accurate.
Yeah, or like a sock full of cottage cheese.
It's pretty crazy. That guy he says he doesn't believe in exercise.
Yeah. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, he says, I don't want to waste my energy.
It drains your battery.
What a guy.
It's crazy how people like this become hosts of the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Became the host of Celebrity Apprentice.
Vodka brand.
If only, crazy. God help us if you become something more in this crazy, crazy world.
Like
call.
A senator? God help
us. Oh, a
no.
senator? I wasn't even saying like a mayor. Like yeah. That would
maybe
be too much.
A comptroller?
I don't know if he could become a mayor.
Like the head of the night district watch? Like the
yes,
watch?
The night district watch, of course.
Maybe like the head of an HOA, maybe.
HOA?
Yeah, Homeowners Association.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I was thinking like Jay-Z, like H-O-V-A.
I thought you... Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, I was even more confused. I thought it was Hells of Angels.
Hells of Angels, the motorcycle of gang.
Well, maybe we should hit
scraping the barrel here.
We're scraping the barrel, which is good if the barrel is dirty because someone's got to clean it. Welcome to Radio Pizza Party, everybody. Let's pick a topic. So we're going to get you, Fenner, to pick a topic between 1 and 17.
Are you going to play the theme song?
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm just letting him know, and then I'm going to play the theme song. So while
play
I play
the theme song.
I'll play the theme song, and then you think of it.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
Pick a topic.
Let's pick that T.
Let's
be that T.
Let's be that T.
Okay, before I pick it up, who does your guys' theme songs?
That's my friend Nick.
NickyMo.bandcamp.com.
NickyMo@bandcamp. Look him up. He's got an album up. He does all the music for that.
Those are great, man. Those are
yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
We have
good.
A bunch.
We have a few of them.
Okay,
we don't have a bunch. We have a few.
We have like three?
Yeah, we have like maybe three or four, yeah.
We need them to do more.
We should. I mean, we usually just use like what, like bits from like movies and like pop songs from the 80s for our intros.
Because it's really funny. Yeah. Anyway, pick a topic between 1 and what was the number, 48?
1 and 1.
One
and 17.
Okay.
Pick a number.
I'm going to go with 5. Good number.
5. Right. What's 5? Oh,
so
tell
five.
Me it's the one I'm thinking of.
Oh, hot dog.
Yes.
All right.
It is the juicy one, the big fish.
Conspiracy theories.
We can definitely banter about this.
I'm going to bant for like 3 hours.
There's going to be so many
bants. It's going to be banting and bests, the guys who discovered insulin.
Damn. That was a deep cut. I did not catch that one.
Wow.
The two Canadian doctors who discovered insulin so you don't die when you get diabetes. So they had to change the name to Livabetes.
That was the worst.
Wow. That was awful. Conspiracy theories. Fenner, do you believe in any conspiracy theories?
I would say so.
Oh, what?
What? Yeah, for
okay,
sure.
Okay, which ones?
I don't know. I don't know if it would really like be a conspiracy theory, but like, what is that? Is it Rockwell in the States? The whole Area 51?
Oh, Roswell.
Roswell, sorry.
Yeah, Area 51.
Yeah, that stuff, like, I don't know. We're going to the whole alien conspiracy theories thing there.
Oh, aliens. Tristan, do you believe in aliens?
Wait, I'm getting a little deja vu. Yes? No? No, I don't.
Do they have sideburns?
Do you think an alien has a sideburn? One sideburn, he shaves the other one.
Yeah, it's on the front of his head. Too.
Sideburn, singular.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are you guys like? Do you buy into any conspiracy theories?
I'm skeptical by nature. I don't know. I'm looking at
it's like a perfume. Skeptical by nature.
I'm looking through a list of conspiracy theories on Wikipedia.
You didn't need to tell us that. You could have just come out with something.
There's no conspiracy theories that are like conspiracy theories that are like genuine, like people are actually like, yeah, that I really ascribe to myself. I feel like a lot of them can be like,
have you heard of the new Coke conspiracy theory?
Yes. I was looking at it here.
What's that one? New Coke.
Okay. So none of us were alive for New Coke, but in like, I think it was the early 90s, Coke did this thing where they're phasing out original Coke and bringing in New Coke. Mm-hmm. And everybody hated it because it tasted weird.
There was an ad of Bill Cosby drinking the new Coke saying it's good.
Bringing it back.
Well, that's why it failed. People knew even then.
Yeah.
And anyway, eventually, like, people hated it, so they brought back original Coke, and people still say it tastes different because they use new Coke to phase out sugar and use high fructose corn syrup.
Wow.
That might be true. I don't know. I guess that's conspiracy. That's a conspiracy.
That's
it's on this
a conspiracy.
List.
Wikipedia knows everything.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Fenner?
That's pretty cool. Is it like there's also different flavors of Coke per country as well? That's
yeah,
like
Mexico still uses sugar.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And or, it tastes so much better. Like, yeah, you can go get it like a Mexican glass bottle of Coke at some places, and it's amazing.
They're
like,
all dinged up because they've been used.
Yeah,
so many
they're
times.
Terrible. Like,
yeah, I love it. Yeah, I went to Cuba and that was the same thing. It was like the great,
this guy's
great Cokes.
Cuba.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Some.
In a few countries. I've seen some things, man.
Hey.
This isn't that. Impressions.
This is an episode of Impressions. Yeah, like, I don't know. What do you guys think of, like what are the big conspiracy theories?
9/11
ones are
right? Like,
crazy.
Sandy Hook has somehow become a conspiracy
yeah,
theory.
Yeah, and that's
really?
Become in
is
vogue.
That deranged Texan man.
Yeah, how has that become a conspiracy theory?
Alex Jones, he thinks it was all actors.
Yeah, but Alex Jones is a nut.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Trump went on Alex Jones's show.
Yeah, well, Trump.
So is Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
Of
that is
Pumpkin.
An insane
man.
Episode. Yeah. I watched like half an hour of it because it is insane.
Yeah, I don't know, man. How can that be a like?
He just thinks
what do you like?
Is
in terms of like the people who died?
So what?
The
what,
children
what
who died?
Alex Jones
yeah,
right.
And the
what, yeah. What okay. Alex Jones thinks? His whole thing is none of it's real. The parents are actors. The children faked their own deaths.
Okay.
The adults faked their own deaths. Adam Lanza, the guy that did it, is an actor. He thinks all of it was made up.
Yeah, but isn't that guy Adam Lanza in prison? Or did he...
Yeah, he thinks he was like a government thing, like
yeah,
an agent.
Why, though?
Yeah.
Like, so what is his... Like, is it like some sort of Clinton thing for him?
It's a gun control thing.
Okay. So
which,
it's,
what?
They set up, like a like fake shooting so they can be like,
so they can
oh, gun control.
Guns,
yeah. Yeah, except...
They didn't.
There's still no gun control in the States.
Yeah.
Like, it's still like...
There still continue to be
yeah.
guns.
Yeah, exactly. It's still very accessible.
Nope. Burn them all. All the guns are going.
Yeah, that's so ridiculous. Mm. Like, man, that's like incredibly disrespectful too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Here's one of the OG conspiracy theories.
An old guy conspiracy theory? That was last week, man.
Old guy. JFK.
Yeah.
You think he wasn't
aren't
real?
Aren't those dogs?
No, you know who was president at that time? Kirk Douglas from Spartacus.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, solid.
But but yeah, JFK.
Aren't all those documents going public? Like, doesn't that become public record in like a few years
I
or something?
The CIA docs, but I don't know if they're going to try to block it because I think they legally can't because they're the CIA and they have like... unlimited money.
Yeah, right. Can you look that up, Tristan? Can you
yeah.
see if they
yeah.
go?
Yeah.
I can
Google. We have a Google song. Google.
I'll just look up JFK documents.
Cuz that is pretty amazing. Like, do you think because of how polarizing and controversial Donald Trump is, do you think he like
you
I would say
assassinated?
Well, no, honestly.
I don't think we can say that on air.
You can't say that. But hypothetically, like, do you think I
there'll
think
be conspiracies there would be, about him?
No. Obviously conspiracies about him coming into power or mm-hmm. just I don't know,
well,
his
I mean,
power.
Who, oh, that kind of coming.
Like,
sorry.
Hey.
Oh,
this is
man,
a family
Jack.
Show.
Anyway, yeah, how he came into power. There already are conspiracy theories
yeah,
about how he
right?
came into power.
Like, that in itself is mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah. And they're
what
investigations.
Was that thing you were saying to me today, the CBS thing, about like Putin ordering...
Oh, there's like an alleged report that Putin ordered the election to be tampered with.
Which everybody knew.
Yeah, that's been... Like,
that's, yeah. But the,
I
think,
the,
I think the difference
today.
Is that they now have... a report of proof that he officially ordered it. But everybody knew he ordered it.
Yeah.
Tristan, get out of here with this.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking up this JFK thing now. They're not giving me a straight up number, but this is that it's going to be within the Trump administration because they're saying, will Trump release the missing JFK files?
Wow.
So he has to find them first.
Yeah, so he has to go. He's
like the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, so he has to find and steal them from the CIA.
Oh, I'm on JFK.org. This could be good.
Oh, just all conspiracies.
Slide me over
2017.
2017.
So 2017, October 26th this year is when these are supposed to be declassified.
Wow.
What?
That's soon.
Yeah, that's something.
Wait. Go scroll. Wait, scroll down a little bit.
Okay.
No, up.
Okay, sorry.
Go up. Okay. The President John F. Kennedy Assassination Records Collection Act. That's a hell of a name for an act.
That's excellent.
That's great. That's like the Covfefe Act.
The act of, okay. Yeah, so what do you think about JFK there, bud?
Fenner. I liked him.
Great guy.
Yeah, great guy. He was really personable, you know.
Yeah.
We got along great.
Oh, whoa, what?
Yeah.
I think we're having some
how
breaking
news. How old
are
you?
Very old.
Okay, did Tristan, you guess how old Fenner is.
I would say Fenner is, if the records come out in 2017, he's 2017 years old.
Yeah, he
exactly.
Yeah. Wow, are you Jesus?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought we get all Jesus in the
studio? Old Jesus.
Good old Jesus.
All J-Man.
Oh, Jeeves.
What a guy.
Not
wait,
the J-Man of
wait, Jesus,
Marvel
you'd be,
fame.
You'd be 2040 if you were Jesus, because Jesus was 33 when he died.
But he was born in year zero.
Wasn't it after he died? Wasn't it A.D.?
No.
I thought it was after death. That was when he died. That's when it switched.
No.
Man, I'm a history student. I should know this.
No, he died, you know, in year 33.
Oh, geez, Jack. Get it together. I thought he died in year negative 33. We have two phone calls coming in right now.
What? I'm not going to take them. Ringo? Is that what it says? Ringo?
You guys get phone calls on it?
Yeah.
This
I don't
is
wanna
the first time.
Do you want me to answer them?
Let's answer it. Conspiracy theories.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens.
Hello?
Hello? Who's there?
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
I'm talking about the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. How's it? Who's,
yeah.
Let's hear about some conspiracy theories there, sir.
Yeah, they're just theories.
Can you elaborate?
So what makes them conspiracy?
Well, we aren't saying they're conspiracies. We're talking about different theories.
Yeah, so but what makes them conspiracy theories?
I think the theory is that people conspired to do something like kill JFK or
Donald Trump.
Well, that's not happened yet.
Are you from the future?
Yeah. Well, because they're, it could be, it's just theories, really, when it comes down to it.
Well, I suppose right? So, but I think you could definitely argue that. Well, I guess that's why it's a conspiracy theory, because it's a theory that people conspired to kill JFK and succeeded.
But we don't know that it conspired to kill JFK.
We don't. Right? That's why it's a theory.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name, by the way?
My name is Dwayne Wheeler.
Oh, hi, Dwayne. Hello. This is the first time we've spoken, Dwayne Wheeler.
Yeah.
I knew it was this guy. This is my dad, everybody. You just decided to call in.
Hi, Dad.
Weigh in on conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something to think about, because a theory is a theory. Like, it could be like, maybe it wasn't a conspiracy theory. Maybe when it first came out, it was like, and I'm just throwing this out there, maybe it was a quantum physics theory.
Oh.
Or maybe it was a scientific theory.
Oh.
Dropping bombs.
That's true.
This is where I get my
right?
brain.
Oh, man.
Right? So, I mean, I can understand why they label it conspiracy theory, but they label lots of things as conspiracy theories. But maybe it's not a conspiracy theory. Maybe it's something else. So
maybe
JFK
shot?
Yeah, and maybe it's an out for everyone. Oh, it's just we'll say it's conspiracy theory. We'll say it's
it's okay.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
We'll say
absolutely.
It's a conspiracy theory. We'll just label it all that. So we put too many labels on theories when maybe, like you said, and well, I said it right from the start.
You did.
Maybe it's just a theory.
That was the first thing you ever said to me. Maybe it's just a theory, like to my
you
when
don't
I was a
exist.
Baby.
We're having a little baby boy.
Not so sure.
Well, theoretically speaking.
Of course. Well, Dad, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. I was not expecting this, but this is great.
It's been great to meet you, Dwayne.
Nice to meet you, Dwayne.
It was nice to meet you, and yeah, for sure.
We'll
it's just fun to think about.
For sure. We'll have to have you on another time. Every week for the rest of time into perpetuity.
Okay.
Okay. Bye. Love you, Dad.
Yeah. Great to
love
hear
you
from
too.
You.
Bye.
Yeah.
Love you too,
yeah.
Dad.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
There's my dad.
Your dad's the Rock?
My dad's the Rock Johnson.
Dwayne the Rock Wheeler.
Dwayne the Rock Wheeler.
He sounds much more like just kind of like a Canadian guy than you really expect.
He sounds so Canadian.
He sounds, yeah, very like...
deep-rooted.
Deep-rooted.
One of those movies about those like rockers in Toronto.
One of those FUBAR?
FUBAR.
But they're in Calgary in that
they're
movie.
They're in Calgary. Well,
that's basically
same
Toronto, right?
Stuff, different pile.
The movie's much sadder than you expect. FUBAR? Have you ever seen it?
I've never seen it.
It's just like, it's like kind of seems like, oh, it's these two dumb guys hanging out in like Calgary. They're like, haha. But then, but then one of them gets like cancer and then it becomes like kind of like this weird mockumentary that's kind of like sad and emotional. And
that's
then like
brutal.
And then I was like, what? I thought this was like basically Trailer Park Boys.
So, like, yeah, it looked like it.
Yeah.
How did the whole genre of rock and roll like mockumentaries come about? Because there's like
Spinal Tap.
Yeah,
I think Spinal Tap began
is amazing.
Like, that's hilarious.
I've never seen the whole movie. I made it through like 40 minutes
God.
And there were too many jokes. I like couldn't focus. Like I'd stop laughing and I'd have missed 8 jokes.
My favorite joke throughout Spinal Tap is the like the drummer is always dying. I love that so much. And at the end of the movie, the drummer just spontaneously combusts, and yeah. There's just another guy rolls up. Like it's amazing.
One thing when people say like something sexist or something, like what's wrong with being sexy?
Yeah, exactly. It's so good.
Yeah. But should we go to a quick little break?
Yeah, why don't we go to a little break? That was eventful. I didn't expect my dad calling in. So
I
want to
know who
good.
Was on that second line.
I think it double called in. Maybe or something.
We should invite more call-ins. I mean, we tried last week. It didn't happen.
No one wanted a free shirt. We have shirts, everybody.
Yeah, everybody buy t-shirts.
Buy a t-shirt.
Give hit me up at my Twitter, Jack_Lamming.
Cloth me, baby.
You're getting cloth. You're all good. You're paid up.
Yeah.
T-shirts are $600.
Each. No, they're 50. Jeez. The microphone keeps running away from my face. They're $15 each. You can message us. I don't know if you know us. RadioPizzaParty@gmail.com.
rpp@gmail.c.
Well, yeah. If you're listening and you want a shirt, or if you know us personally, if you know us personally, you can just like Facebook or email us or something like that. They're sending the odor out soon. Let's play some music. This song is from the new Mac DeMarco. This is called...
More like Whack DeMarco.
Because he's so whack.
Got him.
Got him, Mac. this is One Another by that man.
Whack DeMarco.
Hey kid, everybody's prone to some mistakes. You always kept it straight, you'd never learn. Of all the risks you take, don't feel like all the time you put in went to waste. The way your heart was beating all those days, and suddenly beats another pace. It's not like you'd ever try. Your heart can finally get some rest. Same heart that started this whole mess. And although a broken heart needs time to mend, yours wasn't ever really broken. It's not like
that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life. 90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for? Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy. Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party. CITR
101.9.
Party. My name is, of course, Tristan, the complete...
Human Serviette.
Wait.
We're stealing his thing.
You're stealing. My name is Tristwar, the human serviette.
Well, let's just say human piece of garbage.
Human piece of garbage.
That's very accurate.
I am here with...
I'm Jack. I can't remember my middle name, but my last name is Lamming. And I'm from Whistler.
Is it Cornelius?
I like a nice pair of slacks. And I've never been to the moon. So that's a little bit about me. If you want to date me, just hit me up on my pager. Who have we got as our guest?
But ladies, he has been to the moon. Wink.
I am a has-been.
He's an 80s has-been. And we have, of course, the wonderful...
Fenner Rockliff. I'm sorry. I'm so distracted by Jack's thighs right now. They
look at these jams.
So good.
Like, he is wearing here, short shorts that are...
Oh,
we have
so
a. He's
thick.
Touching his
it's like
thighs.
Three C's.
Oh yeah,
three C's.
Thick with three C's. These are some gams.
They are filled the C's of silicone. He has a
thick.
Yeah, yeah.
I got Donald Trump
implants.
Rump.
A Donald
the
Trump rump. A Trump rump. So our show.
What are we talking about this week?
We pick a random topic. Today our random topic, as picked by Mr. Rockliff, who he is raw as a cliff.
Oh, boy.
Like ODB. He likes it raw as a cliff.
Or Cliff Burton. He was raw when that bus fell on him.
Who's Cliff Burton?
He's the old bassist of Metallica. He got killed in a bus accident.
Fell on him? Or was he a mechanic?
He was like, I got this. Like, wait,
don't you need
Cliff
jack stands?
Yeah, you need like you're a bassist, not a mechanic. There's the same
got
basic principle.
Just started ripping it like doodle 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 doodle.
Yeah, and then the wheels fell off. No,
the wheels on the bus went round and round over him.
Over him. Our topic today is conspiracy theories. I wonder if there's any Cliff Burton conspiracy theories.
The bus came alive.
The bus. The
magic,
Franklin
the
comes
magic
alive.
All right. Well, we wanted to maybe touch on a very common conspiracy theory, chemtrails. Fenner, you were mentioning that you have a little bit of experience with chemtrails.
Yeah, so...
Have you been in one?
Yeah.
Okay.
In one, just swimming through one?
Yeah.
Behind one?
No, I actually... We have my grandmother, Nana. She's amazing. Amazing woman.
You call your grandma Nana, too. Me
yeah,
too.
It's a go-to.
It's the best.
And just fist bump for the record.
What do you call your grandma?
I call my... Which grandma?
Both at the same time. If they're in a group, what do you say?
This guy over here has two grandmas.
If they're in the same room, I say either Grandma Wheeler or Grandma Graham.
Oh, Grandma cool. Graham?
Grandma Graham.
Grandma Graham.
That's amazing. Okay, yeah. What's Grandma Wheeler's nickname?
Grandma Wheeler.
Oh, that's
or
wild.
Grandma.
Grandma. Okay. With no D?
I don't know.
Two M's?
Grandma.
Grandma.
I just say Grandma.
I say Grandfather. And Nana.
I say, my father's mother, come over here for a moment.
I have a question to ask you.
My Borat?
You!
My wife. All right, let's get to this conspiracy theory.
Okay, anyways.
So, chemtrails, what are chemtrails? Like, what's the conspiracy of chemtrails?
So I believe the conspiracy for chemtrails is that it's the government as an entity spraying, I think it's like aluminum filing into the atmosphere to alter the environment and like weather patterns.
Cabinets falling from the sky.
Anyways, supposed to like disrupt waterways, change all that stuff. Like, and that's it's complete.
And like, it's those like those clouds, like those like, exhaust
like
ports that you see.
Yeah, it's when you
jet.
See a contrail from a jet. Then they're convinced it's government spraying like chemicals into the air.
Okay, counterpoint. If they're disrupting waterways and everything, why is stuff still running fine?
Exactly.
Like if they've been doing it for years.
I think the main theory, like the chemtrail enthusiasts are like, that the government
Do they call themselves
is,
enthusiasts?
Oh, I hope so.
I'm a really
Do you think they're enthusiastic about it?
I love them. The best. No, I believe they're like, they think the government is like causing global warming by chemtrails. And like, there was like, it kicked up again. There was like those crazy floods in... It was in the States, wasn't it? Like,
there's always somewhere flooding.
Yeah, exactly. States. But it's always still be like the chemtrail.
The chemtrails did it?
Yeah, they're always like, oh, it's because of those chemtrails. Like,
oh,
it's
man.
Just absurd. Like,
I met a person who thought like his like mom got like ill from chemtrails.
Yeah, that's another thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they think it's like spreading disease. They think it causes cancer. And it's
that's what he said. It was or something like that.
So
like,
his mom was actually sick, and he thought it was chemtrails.
Yeah, I sent something along those lines.
That's sad.
I remember,
right?
Like, yeah, just sitting in that. Like, I remember sitting in like a vehicle with this person. He was just going off.
What kind of vehicle?
It was a truck.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Blue truck.
Not a jet spreading chemtrails.
No, yeah, he's like, guys.
It was me.
This stuff gives people mad cancer.
Chucks a tin can back there, more shavings.
They just have actually a guy cranking in like a shredder. Like,
it's like an old-fashioned meat grinder just throwing tin cans into.
Just like shoving him in with the big stick.
But yeah, it's hilarious actually. Like at home, we have a family rule that you cannot discuss chemtrails at family gatherings.
That's amazing.
Because I love her more than that. Yeah. She's amazing, Nana. But she is obsessed with chemtrails. It's hilarious. She'll go out on her sun deck if there's contrails overhead. She lives right under like one of the flight paths. I believe it's the Vancouver to Beijing flight. I flew it once. It was really cool to be able to look down. But I knew she was out there on her sun deck with her iPad,
taking a picture
taking
of you,
photos of me, thinking that our plane was spreading chemtrails. Because you get a lot of contrails there. It's a view of how sound, and you'll just see them. It's natural contrails. And she is convinced that it's the government spreading chemtrails. And she'll anytime a guest comes over, she'll try to rope you in and show you the photos. Oh, I got some really good photos of the chemtrails today. And it's...
It'll be like sparsed in between like family. It's like, oh yeah, here's Fenner, and how'd this get here?
Honestly, that happens. She's like, oh yeah, these are great photos from last Easter, and look at these chemtrails. It's amazing. But it's so fascinating. We get along amazingly well. Like, she's an amazing woman, and we have the greatest conversation.
She's not listening. You can be honest.
Pair of jumper cables.
Yeah, but no.
But I hate my grandma.
Honestly, man, we had the biggest fight, like, because I was just like, no, you're crazy. Like, because
of chemtrails?
They're not real. Like, you're psycho. Like, and she couldn't let it go.
Do you ever think maybe she's not your real grandmother?
All the
chemtrails
time.
Replaced her.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory.
Wild.
No, it wasn't the chemtrails. It was that a plane was coming, replacing a single cell, and then zooming back up to the sky. So it like
after
dive bomb.
A billion years,
fully replaced her with aluminum. She goes through a metal detector at the airport. Man, thing goes off.
Have you been working out, Grandma? You're pretty firm these days.
No, I'm
Oil
fine,
can.
Son.
Oil can.
Was your grandma the Tin Man in Wizard
tin
of Oz?
Tin Woman.
Tin Woman. Come on, man.
Feminism.
Don't
man.
Be
Come
sexist.
Well, I mean, back then, They probably wanted a Tin Man, so they probably were like, we can't have a Tin Woman, so they probably got
Tristan,
her.
Tristan, I just set you dress up perfectly for a Spinal Tap.
Yeah, come on, man. I can feel it. What's wrong with
being sexy? What's wrong with being sexy? What's wrong with being sexy?
I love the way you say it.
Come on.
You know, that actor is Saul. No, sorry. Saul Goodman. Did you guys watch Better Call Saul?
Yeah, he's like, he's brother. In that show. Yeah,
it's crazy.
He's the crazy dude that's convinced of the...
Oh, speaking of conspiracy theories.
It all loops back. Is the brother that's convinced electricity's like murdering him.
Yeah, oh, right? Like
Wi-Fi and stuff like
yeah,
that.
It's, yeah.
There, oh, man. There are so many people that buy into that, too.
That Wi-Fi
And we don't know,
you?
Man. Yeah, Wi-Fi hasn't been a lot like around for that long.
Yeah, it's been since like
okay.
Gutenberg Bible times.
Yeah, I guess once... like you know,
Bible times.
People always say like cell phones make you sterile. I guess you can't really make that call yet because
people always say cell phone makes you sterile, but so does castrating yourself.
Hello.
So are you telling me I shouldn't do that every morning?
Yeah, no, it's fascinating though, the amount of people that are like everything that goes on in the world is there's always someone has a theory about something. Not necessarily a conspiracy theory.
Just a theory.
But it's just a theory.
As
a man once says.
I mean, they have proven conspiracy theories.
Man. Which ones?
MK Ultra, the CIA. What was the other one? There was one where they gave black men syphilis and just didn't treat them. The CIA did this.
Really?
Like the 70s? It was the 60s and 70s. They just give black guys syphilis just to watch what would happen.
What in the world? There's the whole conspiracy theory about, what was it, Bob Marley getting toe cancer or
that's
something?
That's how he died.
Yeah, right?
I don't know if that's a conspiracy. What's the conspiracy?
There's the whole conspiracy behind that.
That it was planted?
That it was planted. And they
I feel like
but he was
they
given
had,
cancer?
If yeah. they had which, cancer guns, that happened right? a lot more.
No, it's the I've heard this one that he was playing soccer and they put needles, like microscopic needles.
In the soccer in ball?
In the soccer ball.
What's crazy is all the underlying facts of that are true. It was an infected thing
yeah.
that later turned into cancer, like metastasized.
And then also, how come all the other soccer players
yeah, why didn't everybody on the team die?
Do you know that they didn't?
Oh, no. What if everybody just got cancer?
Oh, man.
Now it's suck.
Yeah, it's fascinating the amount of people that I just have bizarre conspiracy theories. I went to school with this one guy as well that was convinced that the world was a hologram. Wow. Like that we were living
Wait,
out a simulation.
A Matrix thing?
Simulation
oh, I thought I was thinking like, what would he walk forward and just like,
But yeah, the whole simulation theory in that. Yeah.
So he thought it was a hologram?
Yeah.
But did he think it was a hollow back girl?
Oh, I hope so.
The world is a Gwen Stefani song, guys. Believe me.
Gwen was right the whole time.
Yeah. What do you guys think of like flat earth people?
Oh my God.
Kyrie Irving.
Like
Shaquille O'Neal. Thinks the earth's flat.
No.
What?
I know.
Not Shaq.
Yeah. I know. Ruined. Like, Shaq has the greatest Instagram on the planet. Is one of the happiest
he's
dudes
so,
on the planet.
He's so tall, he can probably see the curvature of the
yeah.
earth, but he still thinks it's flat. Like,
yeah. Kyrie Irving. Who else? There's,
it seems like a lot
whale.
Of athletes, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, a lot of athletes. Wasn't it?
They jump so high. It's basketball players. They jump so high. They're like, why can't I see this? There's something going on here.
It is just fascinating to me that, like, there's all this amazing footage, like film footage from the space station, like
ooh,
it's
yeah,
all
the
fake.
Moon landing stuff.
All fake.
Yeah, oh, moon landing. We could jump in there. I'm speaking.
There's
of
so much to go into.
This like, is great. This is like an untapped well.
Incredible. But yeah, the flat Earth thing, like,
it's
wow.
insane.
You can go on an airplane and see the curvature of the Earth, and all these guys, professional athletes,
you can
or,
look at like the horizon and see it. No.
Yeah. If you're high enough point, you yeah. can see the curvature of the Earth. Like, it's fascinating that someone could think like, nah, it's flat.
I can't remember what rapper it was. He was on the Breakfast Club. And he just started talking about, like, Charlamagne started asking him about...
Was it Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah, the rapper.
No, he was on a Breakfast Club, he said. It's the actor.
I walked into that one, I'll admit it. Anyway, Charlamagne starts asking him about his, like, flat earth stuff, because Charlamagne's a pot stirrer. And he's like, yeah, yeah, the earth's flat. And Charlamagne brings up this point. Why? Like, for any of these conspiracy theories, just ask why. Why would there be this huge, every government in the world has this huge conspiracy
to say the
earth's flat. To why?
What's the gain?
Yeah.
What do you gain, like, financially or, like, power-wise?
What's on the other side of the earth, man?
Yeah.
Heaven.
Cheese.
Whoa.
It's all cheese.
Cheese is a type of heaven. Speaking of cheese.
Well, I think it's time for an episode of Cheesed Off.
Cheesed Off.
That was a beautiful segue.
Good afternoon. This is Cheesed Off.
This is Cheesed Off. Fenner, why don't you tell me what gets you cheesed off?
What gets you cheesed off?
Flat earthers get me cheesed off.
Why do they get you cheesed off?
Because the earth ain't flat. What's your proof? Look at me when you're talking to me.
I can't look at you. I have to look straight forward.
What gets me cheesed off?
Cheesed off.
Sunburns.
Sunburns get you cheesed off.
You know why?
Why?
Because they hurt.
True.
Tristan, what gets you cheesed off?
Having to pay for the bus every time I have to go on the bus.
Wait, have you still not got your compass card?
No, I made a horrible mistake.
It's really
convenient. You made a huge mistake. Why don't you just go buy one at a store somewhere?
There's one in my wallet. And that was a little
something.
That
was an episode of Cheesed Off.
Lock the gates!
Cheesy.
What a great episode.
Wonderful. I love
Cheesed
Off.
One of our better apps.
One of our bad apps? Question mark?
That's a bad.
We've had a few bad apps of a few great things.
Just like this show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'd call this show a great thing. It's a thing that we do.
It's really an entity. Thing.
Yeah.
This whole Radio Pizza
very
party.
Much an entity.
Well, it's an an establishment. Like
an aesthetic.
An aesthetic, yeah.
Radio
an institution.
Pizza party aesthetic.
You're going to have that soon. Buy a t-shirt,
yeah,
everybody.
Buy a t-shirt. $15, please, somebody.
We're going to go to another break, I think.
Another mother effing break.
Whoa, hey. Whoa.
I meant mother fadootin'.
Okay, thank you. So this song was, this is from the new Lorde album.
It's pronounced Lorde.
Lorde. Tracks.
It's called Writer in the Dark, and I don't think it's a single, so it hasn't charted, so we can actually play it on this show.
Yeah.
Here it is. Let's
What's
play
it called?
It's called Writer in the Dark. I said that a minute ago.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Because I didn't say it. I just realized I didn't say it. Anyway, we're playing it.
Break the news, you're walking out to be a good man for someone else. Sorry, I was never good like you. Stood on my chest and kept me down. Hated hearing my name on the lips of a crowd. Did my best to exist just for you. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Now she's gonna play and sing and lock you in her heart. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. I am my mother's child. I love you till my breathing stops. I love you till kissed hours, I stumbled on a secret power. I find a way to be without you, babe. I still feel you now and then, slow like pseudoephedrine. When you see me, will you say I've changed? I ride the subway, read the signs. I let the seasons change my mind. I love it here since I start needing you. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Now she's gonna play and sing and lock you. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. I am my mother's child. I love you till my breathing stops. I love you till you call the cops on me. But in the darkest hours, I stumbled on a secret. You, babe.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Hey!
You're listening to Radio Peace and Party. Oh, what just happened?
9/11 was an inside job.
Today our topic is conspiracy theories over Radio Pete's Party. We talk about a random topic every week, and we play little gamesies.
Little games. Not big games. I don't want to play any big games.
And we talk about all sorts of fun things. Here's a little fun thing for you guys.
This is an intro to our new, what we're going to talk about at the
engine tour. We are here with the most popular conspiracy theorists out there. So is the woman next to her. What's that?
Listen to the video.
I know, but I want we don't have to explain during this. This is like a sketch from SNL.
Okay, Alec Baldwin's playing Donald Trump.
So this is conspiracy theories, right, Fenner? You can't see. Fenner can't see.
Oh, goodness.
You can't get up there and say you learned from me that black people aren't humans.
Oh man.
Excuse me. Delay that.
There's a good amount of swearing in this, by the way.
Oh, what? Then why are we playing it?
Because I watched that 5-minute.
Alex Jones is fascinating.
I know a guy who legitimately enjoys Alex Jones. I'm turning off Alex Jones.
Anyway, so if our listeners don't know who Alex Jones is, he is this tiny. I don't know how tall he is.
He looks stocky.
He looks like a tree trunk. He's thick as a brick.
Thick as a brick.
And he just lives in Texas. And he sounds like that all the time. And he's a beautiful, disgusting, horrible human being.
How did he gain, like, what was his start? Like,
just like conservative radio, essentially?
I think he started his own radio station and then just.
So would you see Alex Jones being a potential future for yourself?
I'm hoping you could be
the next Alex Jones.
You could be like the liberal Alex Jones.
even that.
You can tighten that mic so it doesn't swing.
I don't know how.
But that's amazing. Good for him, you know? Yeah. He just spewed a lot of crazy stuff and ended up...
People listen.
Yeah, which is amazing.
And really scary. But yeah, people listen to crazy stuff all the time.
Crazy people.
So Alex Jones threatens Alec Baldwin in that video.
Mm-hmm.
He's just...
Is he threatening them with violence?
What does he threaten? He's like, I will break your neck. I will break your spine. I will break your neck. Delay that. He always freaks out on his radio thing and then just goes, delay that. Because he has a family audience, of course. It's beautiful.
That's amazing that
he can do it.
A guy like that can get a public platform. And to the point that you're talking about him on another radio show.
And you're talking to the president.
Yeah, he talked to the president. Allegedly. The night of the election.
Conspiracy. Oh, really? Theory.
Allegedly.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's conspiracy.
Apparently, they have press credentials now.
InfoWars?
Yeah.
That's the biggest peddler of the conspiracies out there.
The biggest peddler of the conspiracies.
The conspiracies. The conspiracies.
If only we were doing jamming.
We're jamming.
Yeah. That was a fun game we only did once and we'll never do again.
Yeah. Like here.
That was get in the ring with me. Bare knuckle.
Always talking bare knuckle.
I will. I'll do it right now. I'll get in the ring with you and I will break your jaw. I will knock your teeth out. This I will break your nose and I will break your neck.
Wow. And then now he's picking up a skull.
Yeah. What? Yeah, he picks up a skull.
And he's playing with it.
Turn back now.
It's fascinating.
You're
because.
You wimp! You son of a.
Okay.
Great censor there.
Yeah,
but
good.
It's fascinating that that guy, that's an SNL skit, but that's him. It's not a joke. Like, they're making fun of him.
Yeah, the thing is, the real life is almost as crazy as the SNL skit.
Hey, I think that might be an expression.
Life, imitates art. Is that what you're trying to say?
I was going to say truth is stranger than fiction. But, you know.
Truth is Stranger Than Fiction, that movie with Will Ferrell.
Stranger Than Fiction. Movie. Actually a really good movie.
Yeah. Will Ferrell. Does he die at the end? He totally dies.
No. He does, but then she changes the ending. Spoiler alert.
Yes, he comes back.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Kind of a cop-out. He should have died.
He should have died. Doesn't he, jump in front of a bus?
No.
He saves someone's life? Maybe?
Yeah. He's saves a kid or something.
Yeah.
What a nerd saving a kid's life.
What a loser.
Dude, if I ever saw a kid,
Jones
I would not
save a kid.
No. I wouldn't.
He'd probably think it was an actor kid.
Alex Jones does not agree with child actors.
I still cannot get over that. He thinks that Sandy Hook is an inside
all
job.
Fake.
That is fascinating. Like, from a filmmaking perspective, is absolutely incredible that they would hire all those actors and
what do you know about filmmaking?
Yeah, is this an episode of TriVFX?
TriVFX? Yeah.
Welcome to
Triv-VFX-ia. Triv-VFX.
All right, so we have some good questions for you.
We have some questions about the world of visual effects.
Let me talk. We have some questions about
visual effects.
What movie had better CGI? Was it Long Walk to Freedom or Land Before Time?
Oh, dude, Land Before Time was no joke one of my favorite movies growing up.
Not the question?
Okay, well, Land Before Time, you seen those tree stars?
Is your favorite movie Grown Ups, you just said?
God, no.
The pee in the pool scene?
Honestly, the animation in Land Before Time was incredible. I don't know if it holds up, but I just remember being a little kid and when the little tree star or whatever falls and Littlefoot goes and eats it and there's little drops of dew on it and you're like, oh man, that leaf looks so good.
Mountain Dew?
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored by Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Anyways, Land Before Time.
What, Land Before Time?
Land Before Time? Kay. You're wrong. It's Long Walk to Freedom. They CGI'd Mandela over Idris Elba for the whole movie.
Yeah, but you're wrong.
The entire
Land Before
movie
Time.
Was... Okay, who was the visual effects VFX coordinator of the film The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies! ! Your options are
the ex-German Chancellor, Helmut Schmidt.
A counselor from the EU. Is this correct, this person's name?
He is the head of the European Union Council, Donald Tusk.
Donald Tusk. Author, Harper Lee. Or unknown man, Matt Painter.
So Matt Painter is actually a sports analyst, I believe. I saw that on Sportsnet the other day, which
is
fascinating.
Okay, can you tell us why the Matt Painter thing's fascinating? Because you tried to explain it the other night, and I just didn't get it because I don't know VFX.
Okay, so in VFX, if you're building out a background or something, they shoot a lot of stuff on green screen or blue screen or something.
Yeah.
And the Sandy Hook...
a big green screen, of course.
Well, that big green screen. No,
it's more of a live
essentially
theater.
Taking different photos and putting together a background for something like Lord of the Rings or whatever. There would have been a matte painter that paints up. And back in the day, it was actually someone painting on essentially slides, glass slides.
Cool.
Oh, I've seen old movies. You see that it's supposed to be a mountain range, but you can kind of tell it's a painting.
Yeah, I mean, you look like an old Harrison Ford. So, in Indiana Jones,
not old like back in the day. Harrison Ford, he really looks like
an old 71-year-old.
Me, myself, and I?
Yeah.
You, me, and Dupree?
Yeah, you, and you look like an old Harrison
no,
Ford.
Anyways, there was a guy I saw. His name was Matt Painter, which...
Well, that is interesting.
The missed opportunity should work in VFX, really.
Do you think they would have been like, your head of the department with that name, brother?
I think so. I think, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so how visual are visual effects?
Wait,
I don't.
You
think
did, we didn't
visual.
Get an answer.
Yeah, what was the answer?
Who was the VFX?
Who was the VFX for the incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed up zombies! Exclamation point! Question mark!
Oh, clearly Matt Painter.
Wrong. It was Helmut Schmidt, who's alive and well.
Alive and well, Helmut Schmidt.
All right, we have one more question for you. Apparently,
yeah.
Do special effects even work?
What's so special about them?
We can always tell we're watching movies.
We can always tell we're watching movies. Why is what? How do we know they work?
Is it A, Helmut Schmidt, B, Donald Tusk, C, Harper Lee, or E, Matt Painter?
Can I go with option F, Alex Jones?
Yes. It's a conspiracy. It's not actually real.
Movies are alive.
Those spaceships aren't real.
I think movies shouldn't even have titles because that's just a spoiler to what it's about. Like Marvel, The Avengers. Now I know it's about The Avengers.
Wow. Dang. Do you just want to go in blind?
Yeah, like just
the black poster.
I don't even want to know it's at a theater because then I know it's a movie.
Okay, but if you see a movie title like Captain America.
Yeah, then I know Captain America is going to be in it.
Wait, so, okay, what is your ideal movie watching experience?
I wake up and I'm in a theater.
So
that would be
what you
be amazing,
want me
actually.
To do is sneak up behind you at some point in the day with a crowbar. Knock you right out.
Yes.
Bring you to a movie theater. Two, please. Hood. Hood. Drag you in, sit you down, and then slap you over the face to wake you up. You may have brain damage because you were out for like half an hour.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow.
And that was a little episode of, what do we call it? Trivifexia.
Yeah.
Trivifexia.
Yeah. Okay, that was
that was Trivifexia, which is not a relative of dyslexia. It is a game that we play.
That's true.
Yeah. Any more notes about
who are you talking to?
Conspiracy theories? People? I don't know. We don't have too much time.
What do you want to tell the world, Fenner? I'm looking at you. Let the record show. I'm looking at you in the eyes.
Okay.
What do you want the world to know about Fenner and your personal and maybe even intimate relationship?
Or your personal pan pizzas.
Or your personal pan with conspiracy theories.
Tristan, I'm shocked you don't believe in aliens.
I don't believe that aliens hang out in human land.
No, okay.
No,
but
why would they go to an amusement park?
Human land, that's the one they have. It's really failing on Neptune.
So you don't believe that Earth has been visited by extraterrestrials or something? Yeah.
I believe it's been visited by terrestrials. As one, I would say that I visited Earth.
Have you, though? Can you visit Earth?
But there are a lot of
flat
extraterrestrials. There's way too many.
Yeah.
What are you suggesting, Tristan?
You know, I'm saying you got to get out of here. Please get out of this studio, Jack.
Just leave.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'll leave. It'll be the T-Bone and Fen-Fen show.
Hi there. This is Fen-Fen, your new
this
host
is T-Bone.
Of Radio Pizza Party.
And we have a special guest on. You know him as the ex-member of the ex-host of Radio Pizza Party.
Back
the fifth
again.
Deal.
Back
in
again.
The flesh.
We are here with Jack
the
_ Lamming.
So, Jack, the disgraced. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
And that is all we have, the time we have for Jack Lamming.
It was great having you on, guys, onto my show.
What?
Called,
no, now he's
called Disgraced it. With my two ex-hosts, Weebone and No Fun Fun.
Gotcha.
Zingers. So yeah, that was my life in two words.
Cool. Okay.
I'm running out of steam. I don't know. Stop looking at me like that.
I know. I'm just waiting to see what this man does.
Well, how much time we got left?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay.
Quick shots. Quick conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Okay. 9/11 inside job. What do you guys think about that one?
I think that's BS because people are like, buildings burn forever. Yeah. Most buildings don't get hit by a plane.
Very true. Very few do get hit by planes. Tristan, what about you?
Wait, do I name one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us a name and one of us will give our opinion on it.
Reptilian aliens controlling the world like as David Cameron and Margaret Thatcher and stuff.
No, my friend had a reptile when I was a kid. Dumb as a rock.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, not a reptile. It might just look like one.
Hey. Oh,
all right, Jack, you go.
Pizza Hut and Domino's make the same pizzas, and they just sell them in different things.
Wait, is that a conspiracy?
It's one I'm making up right now.
No, they don't. Pizza Huts have red roofs.
Oh, my God.
Red rum.
Red rum. Okay, that's been my conspiracy theories. What a great time.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening to the show.
It is beautiful.
So, why don't we name the episode of the show today?
Yeah, Fenner, do you know how we name episodes?
Do you know how we name
episodes? Almost nobody does, because nobody listens to the end.
For me.
So, what we do is we each go around, we pick a random word, and that just becomes the name of the episode. Why don't you start us off? What's your random word going to be?
Flat.
Flat?
White.
Male. Just described all three of us.
Oh,
all right.
Boy.
Zing, pow.
Except for Jack.
We have 16 seconds left. Let's play ourselves out with a quick game of, I don't know.
Sure.
Do an impression of Nelson Mandela, Fenner.
No.
Well, that's been impressions.
That's a game we like to call, whatever, I can't even find the thing on
Tristan
the thing.
Tristan sucks at being on the boards.
And that was impressions.
Tristan, your dad's proud of you.
Why is this impressions? What's happening? Oh, all I think right. One of the YouTubes are paying in the background. Oh,
that is a great song.
It's a great song. So that's been impressions.
That's been impressions.
What a great show, everybody. Thanks for listening somehow. And we hope you find what you're looking for.